during this time. You didn't have a refrigerator, or you had to get your water from the well. And
no, our first radio was battery. Use the battery, and usually on Saturday night, about the time the Grand Ole Opry get in good, the music started good, and it was where the band would go dead, and then we wouldn't have no music.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I remember that. We get the phonograph, though. My granddaddy gave us a so wind up controller, we called them, and that was entertainment. And we'd borrow records. We couldn't buy them. We'd get borrowed records from our neighbors, and our neighbors borrowed from us. And yeah, we had a rough time, but everybody enjoyed it.
Sounds like you may not had as much luxury as we have today, but it seems like y'all were very happy.
No, we didn't have.
Seems like y'all were happy then.
Oh, yeah.
Good to each other. You had to, if you didn't have a refrigerator, how did you keep your food cold?
Well, we used well to keep her milk cool. We let y'all's milk down in the well, you know, keep it cool. And of course, that was best coldest milk I reckon I ever drank. Seemed like come out of a fresh out of a well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have a spring of water, and they keep the milk and water.
Well, how did you bathe? You told me before that you had to heat the water on a wood stove.
Oh yeah, we'd heat the water on stove, cook stove, and do our washing outside. We wiped clothes, an old big old iron pot. Boil the clothes and hanging out on an old clothesline.
How did you didn't have cars during this? See, I'm so used to telephone and having a car and just being able to do. How did you get in touch with each other? How did you?
Our transportation usually was walking.
Did you live close together?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're close to each other. Have to walk a mile.
Oh yeah.
You planted cotton. In the winter, you'd have to. Did you say that you had to feed the cows the seed when the grass wouldn't grow into seed from the cotton after you take it to the cotton gin?
Well, that'd be in the fall of the year. We pick a bale of cotton and we put it in an old wagon, haul it to the gin, get the cotton separated from the seed, get it baled up, sell the cotton for 8, 10 cents a pound, sometimes less than that. But what little we make is always able to pay your groceryman or grocery store and buy enough clothes just through the winter, and that's about all.
Did you sell any of your other crops? Did you sell your pigs or the cows or your corn or any other crops?
We usually kept our meat, whatever we raised, we
used it to live on?
Put it in a meat box. We'd have meat to eat all year in the winter and we went up into the summer.
What's a meat box?
That's where you salt down your meat, put it in the box, and keep beef from spoiling. Mm-hmm. And we had we'd eat pretty good out of that meatball because we'd have ham, backbone, pork chops, and we didn't go hungry. My mother was a good cook. She kept plenty of food on the table. And, well, we was eating good and wasn't costing too much except labor, work. And my daddy used to say that any farmer that couldn't raise his lard and butter, he wasn't a very good farmer.
That's right.
You had to use kerosene lamp for instead of electricity?
Kerosene lamps used our lights, and we try to study our lessons by an old lamp, and people, they laugh today if they could see how we got by.
No, they wouldn't. I don't think they would.
Yeah.
I think people like that. Looking back at the older times, it's like, I don't know, it's peaceful. But no, we've got a little bit more to go, Papa. We could take a break in a little while if you want, and I go to the library. Let me ask you about, when did the food, I know that the war came in the early 40s, when did the food start getting rationed, and tell me a little bit about that.
Well, rations during the time I was in the Army, but shortly after the war ended, they done away with the OPEA, if they want to call that food control. And
it was still here when I was born.
A PDA, is that what you call it?
Well, I know that the price of groceries really jumped up when they killed that whole PA.
What is that?
Well, that was food control. In other words, food was rationed. You couldn't buy but so many gallons of gasoline and so much meat, you couldn't buy but a certain portion of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices of that was government put a price on it, price control.
Mm-hmm.
And the merchants all wanted to raise prices on their coffee and lard and butter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they killed the OPA, done away with it, the price jumped to the sky.
What does PA stand for? Are those initials for something?
OPA, I forget what it is. But it was price control.
Price control.
Gas, you couldn't buy but a certain amount of gas. And well, sugar, if you just buy a certain amount of sugar, coffee,
we couldn't get a certain amount of
tea. Was your cheese ration? Were your cheese
rations?
Were you limited to the amount of cheese you could buy?
No, I don't believe.
Don't remember that?
I don't believe this control. Might have been a price control on clothing.
What is cola oil?
Cola oil, that's kerosene.
Kerosene, okay. I've heard you use the phrase, but I didn't know if that meant. We don't use that anymore. And that's what you use as your...
Yeah, dark coal burning.
Okay. And you would be given stamps?
Was that during the war?
During the war, you had to have stamps to buy you sugar and flour.
Well, that was the control.
Yeah, the stamps. You had
you give your coupons, government furnished you allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you didn't have a coupon, no matter how much money you had, you couldn't get no gas.
Couldn't buy it.
Or kerosene.
Okay. But you were over in the war most of the time, so you probably don't remember a lot.
No, I don't remember too much stuff.
Because you were in Europe. Okay, after the war, you got married in 1953. The later 40s, the 50s, I've always heard that, times got a lot better during this time, of course, after the war.
Yeah.
People, that was when there was only one person working in the family a lot of times, sometimes not. People started having cars. There were more luxuries. That's when the baby boom. Some people say America was full during this time. Some of the best times we've ever seen in history were the 50s. There's a large development in neighborhoods. Do you agree with this, or did you see this, or what would you say?
In the 50s, there was more stuff.
How did the 50s, when you lived, after you got married and started having your own family, how would you say it differed from your younger days that you were just telling me about?
Well, we had better in a way. Of course, we had our off period of time when I get laid off from work.
Uh-huh.
But I still had my state employment.
Mm-hmm.
And we got by, but we didn't get rich by no means.
Oh, I'm just talking about middle class. It's just the middle class family.
That's what we were.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the bottom of the middle class, I guess. Well,
how did your entertainment change during this time? Did anything start doing different things? Going to the movies, maybe, or different forms of entertainment?
Well, yes. And of course, back to the war, I don't remember what time I bought Mama her first TV. It was an old 17-inch new bought from Sears Roebuck and give it to her. And well, that must have been...
Papa, let me change this tape over.